Blog Talk Radio. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. That is our purpose on tonight, to go before the throne of grace. We are going to King Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Take me to the King. We thank God that he is King of kings and he is Lord of lords. Glory be to God. So we thank God, hallelujah, that all things were made by him, through him, and with him, and without him, there was nothing made. So we thank God for Jesus tonight, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We thank God for you tonight as we go to God in prayer together. With two or more gathered in the name of Jesus, he said he would be in the midst of us. So we know that there's power in unity. There's power in agreement. There's power, hallelujah, when we, glory be to God, stand in unity. How beautiful and how great it is for those who are the body of Christ to dwell together in unity, the word says. So we thank God for you and your faithfulness to this prayer line. Every Tuesday night at every Tuesday night at 7:30, we thank God for you joining with us, and we know that we are impacting this world for the kingdom. We are advancing the kingdom of God through our prayers and intercessory prayer. So we thank God as we pray for our families, pray for ourselves, pray for our loved ones, pray for our churches, pray for the lost. As we pray for this world, we thank God for you on tonight. To God be the glory. I'm Pastor Anthony Simmons. We are here together, me and my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and the New Creation Church, New Creation Christian Ministries, the New Creation Church family. We all welcome you. Glory be to God. We are here in the Garden State of New Jersey, and we thank God for you tonight. Hallelujah. 1482 Maple Avenue is where we are located as a local church. So much is happening in the life of our church. We actually have a Friday night service, a special service this Friday night. If you're anywhere in the area, press your way, 7:30 this Friday night. Our Apostle Matthew Tillery, New Creation Church will be there, and so many from this local area will be there. So we thank God for you. If you can attend, you will not be disappointed. Let's go before the Word of God tonight. If you have a Bible, if you can look at your Bible app or look at your Bible source. I'm looking at the book of Numbers tonight. Thank you, Jesus. The book of Numbers tonight, the 23rd chapter. Numbers chapter 23, starting at verse number 8. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord has not defied? Verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? My God. Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Jesus. Verse 25. And Balak said unto Balaam, neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. But Balaam answered and said unto Balak, told not I thee, saying, all that the Lord speaketh, I must do. Jesus. Here we have in the book of Numbers, King Balak has sent for Balaam, a man who was gifted by God. Balak knew that Balaam was so powerful that who he cursed was cursed. And who Balaam blessed was blessed. So he saw that the people of God was being blessed by God. And Balak offered Balaam money and power and authority to curse the people of God. And Balaam entertained Balak's offer. My God. There are some people who know that you are blessed. And can I remind you tonight that you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. I pray you receive that right now.
Yes.
I said tonight that God has blessed you. God has chosen you. God has favored you. And Balaam said, who God has blessed, no man can curse.
Yes.
He said, not even I can reverse. Hallelujah, Jesus. What God has purposed in his heart to do for his people. Stand in your blessed state. Stand in your position of being blessed. Know that you are blessed by God and no one or nothing can reverse it. Hallelujah, Jesus. But as we see, Balaam was tempted to curse the people of God. And it may be some people who have their mouth on you. There may be some people who are praying against you. There may be some who are coming against you. I don't know for what reason. But everybody does not want you to be successful. Everybody does not want you to be blessed. Get it in your heart and in your mind that there are some people, I don't know if it's jealousy, I don't know if it's coveting, I don't know if it's envy, but there may be some person that you know or don't know that either is speaking against you or don't want you to be blessed. But it's too late. Ha ha! Glory be to God. It's too late. God has already blessed you. God has already determined and predetermined before the foundations of the world that he was going to bless you. I decree and declare over every life on this prayer line, God has prepared blessings for you throughout this year.
Yes,
receive that prophetically. God has prepared blessings for you in this 2015 season. So we thank God that what he has chosen for you and I, nothing or no one can reverse it, can neglect it, can stop it. God has already made up his mind about you to bless you. This is why you can't quit. This is why you can't give up. This is why you can't let people get you out of the will of God. So this is why we're going to pray tonight.
Yeah.
For God to make manifest, Pastor Rebecca preached, manifesting kingdom in our lives on Sunday. And for you and I to manifest the kingdom of God in our lives, we must be around until the manifestation, until the Kairos moment, until the appointed time comes to our lives. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So this is why we pray. This is why we bind up stuff. This is why we rebuke the devil.
Yes.
This is why we come against those who are trying to come against and oppose us. So, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we recognize that we are blessed. I decree and declare over every life on this prayer line that they are blessed by you, that you have already purposed in your mind and in your heart to bless every person on this prayer line. I know it may not sometimes seem like they're blessed. I know sometimes the storms and the warfare that we go through in life, it seems like we're not blessed, but yet cursed. But you say, glory be to God. We're not cursed. Jesus has already taken away the curse. Jesus, everything that Jesus needed to do, he has already nailed every curse to the cross. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we are blessed. You said on the Sermon on the Mount that we are blessed when people persecute us. We are blessed when people mock us. We are blessed when people come against us. So, Lord, we are blessed because you said we are blessed, not because of what we have, not because of who we are, not because of what other people say.
Yes.
We are blessed because you have determined that we are blessed in the name of Jesus. So I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that you have reminded them through your man of God tonight that they are blessed. They are blessed this year. They were blessed last year. And they're going to be blessed on next year in the name of Jesus. And whom you have blessed, no man can reverse.
Yes.
You have already blessed, Lord. So I thank you for a blessed people.
Yes.
I thank you for a powerful people. I thank you for a prosperous people. I thank you for a successful people in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, touch every life on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Bless every venture. Bless every career. Bless every household. Bless every marriage. Bless every person that has come out of the womb of every mother on this prayer line. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Bless every single parent. Bless every mother on this prayer line.
Yes.
Every grandmother in the name of Jesus. Bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, glory, I feel the Holy Ghost, Pastor, in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare over every life blessings and prosperity and money and abundance and increase and overflow over every life on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, you said life and death is in the power of our tongue. So right now, Lord, we bind up anything that's trying to stop the blessing.
Yes.
You have given us the keys.
Woo!
You said you have given us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. So, Lord, we thank you for the keys. We thank you for the answer. You said ask and it will be given to us. Seek and we will find. Knock, and the door will be open. That's why we know we're blessed, because we come to you in prayer tonight. We're asking for you to continue to bless us. We're asking for you to give us godly wisdom from on high. We're asking for you, Lord, to rebuke and to bind up every enemy, every hater.
Yes.
We're asking you to heal our sick bodies. And, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost when I said it. If you have sickness in your body right now, in the name of Jesus, lift up your hands to glory and receive the blessings of the Lord. You are blessed. That means sickness and disease is not your portion. That means sickness and disease is not in the plan of God for your life. That means sickness and disease over 2,000 years ago was already radically destroyed by the power of the blood of Jesus. And right now, I plead the blood of Jesus over every sickness, the blood of Jesus over every disease, the blood of Jesus over every infirmity. We bind up arthritis. We bind up chronic diseases.
Yes.
We bind up, in the name of Jesus, lung disease.
Yes.
We bind up diabetes. We bind up sugar tonight. We bind up, in the name of Jesus, blood disorders. We bind up high and low blood pressure. We bind up, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, chronic back pain. Oh, glory be to God. We bind up in the name of Jesus that spirit of depression, that spirit of anxiety, that spirit of worry, that spirit of fear. We bind that thing which is from the devil. We bind it up because God says, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you would encourage the discouraged on tonight, that you would remind them that they are a chosen generation, that they are a royal priesthood, that they are a peculiar people, that they are, in the name of Jesus, your people, your sons and your daughters call by your name. You said in that day, I will pour out my spirit, and my sons and my daughters will prophesy, have dreams, and have visions. Don't lose your dream. Don't lose your desire. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we saw the movie Selma. Dr. King said, I have a dream. We just celebrated this great man of God on this weekend. We have opportunity because he believed the scriptures. He believed the Bible. He believed in the name of Jesus, the will of God that was ordained for his life at that time. And he has opened doors for you and our generation for us to partake. Glory be to God. So God has opened the door that no man can shut. So Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless New Creation Church. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Lord, we're asking as humbly as we can ask that you would send in the floodgate of souls into our local assembly, that you would give us in the name of Jesus, add it, Lord, glory be to God, blessings to our ministry, that you would send, Lord, the resources and the people and the blessings to make our church even stronger, to make our church even more effective, to make our church even more pleasing in your sight. In the name of Jesus, in the days of Moses, Lord, you gave Moses everything he needed to build the temple. In the days of David, you gave him everything he needed to secure the temple. In the days of Solomon, you met every need to bless your temple and to bless your church. Even the first century church with your disciples, you met every need. And we're asking you, God, right now, during this 21st century, that you meet every need in New Creation Christian Ministry Church. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Send the workers for my wife and I to, hallelujah, to shepherd. Hallelujah. Send the sheep, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send the floodgates. Send the sons and daughters that you have ordained for us to pour into, for us to impart into. In the name of Jesus, like in the days of Moses, he put his spirit on the 70 elders. Send those who we can put our spirit on. Send those who we can put our anointing on. Send those in the name of Jesus that will roll up their sleeves and put their hands to the plow and not look back. Because you said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. In the name of Jesus. So we bind up every demonic force. We come against the Antichrist. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against wickedness in high places, against the invisible forces that continue to come against the Ishaba Akata. Against the people of God, in the name of Jesus. Pastor, God got our back.
Yeah, amen.
I'm going to give you this prayer line. We're going to pray. We're going to bind up. We're going to rebuke. Because even as I begin to pray tonight, I got lightheaded. I got dizzy out of nowhere. But I pressed through and I kept praying. I know it's spiritual warfare.
Yes.
I'm feeling fine. I'm 100% well in my body.
Yes.
And even as I was praying tonight, that devil tried to intimidate me. But the devil is a liar. I got lightheaded. I got dizzy. And as you pray for me tonight, baby, as you pray for the people of God, we're going to get the victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we praise you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind up every demon on assignment right now in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of witchcraft. We bind up the spirit of witchcraft. We bind up the spirit of backlash and retaliation in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against us can prosper. I pray right now for Pastor Anthony right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for touching his body. I thank you, Lord, and I cast off every demon on assignment that's coming to oppress him, that's coming to oppress him, that's coming to make him sick in his body in the name of Jesus. I declare total victory, total healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I break that bound of dizziness. I break the spirit of dizziness. I break the spirit of nausea in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That greater are you on the inside of him than he that is in this world. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That he is already healed. That he is not, there's no sickness in his body. That he is more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So stay in the Lord. God be against you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and never beneath. Hallelujah. We are the first and not the last. We are the lender and not the borrower. We are the blessed and not the cursed. We are the healed and not the sick. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Blessings, blessings. Mama Mokushalelekena, blessings. We lose blessings. Hallelujah. As the man of God came to declare blessings, we bind up every spirit of witchcraft and warlockery, every demon on assignment, every word curse. We silence every wagging tongue in the name of Jesus. We declare total victory in this prayer life. We declare total victory. What God has blessed, no man can curse. In the name of Jesus, we declare already that we are already blessed, that we are already prospered. And even as he set out to pray for new creation Christian ministry, we pray, Father God, for your church. New creation is your church, God. It's your church, God. We commit and dedicate that church to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We put a hedge of protection around every member of new creation Christian ministries, around every member of this prayer line. We declare and decree breakthrough over every life. We declare and decree salvation over every life, deliverance and healing over every life.
Yes.
We declare and decree right now that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood. We plead the blood. The blood of Jesus, the blood that will never lose its power. We plead the blood of Jesus over every life.
Every life.
Every life. Every uncovered person that crosses the threshold of 1482 Maple
yes.
Avenue. Every person that comes to this prayer line. We plead the blood. Every family. My God, we plead the blood of Jesus over every life right now in the name of
thank
Jesus.
You,
hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. That we, Father God, are saving souls. We are changing lives. We are setting the captives free. Open the eyes of the blind, healing the sick, all in the name of Jesus, all by praising you, oh God. So yet will we praise you, yet will we give you the glory, the honor, hallelujah, because you are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. We lift our hands in the sanctuary right where we are. We lift our hands and we praise you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You alone are worthy, God. There's none like you, Lord. We do warfare in the spirit realm. We take back. We go back into the enemy's camp. We take back everything that the devil stole.
Yes.
We declare and decree, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. We refuse to quit. We refuse to back up. We refuse to back down. We fought. We march manfully forward. We go forward, hallelujah, against the odds, against the opposition, against the naysayers, against the haters, against the adversary in the name of Jesus. So we shake off the venom of the viper in the name of Jesus. We shake it off in the name of Jesus. That spirit of nausea, we shake it off. That spirit of dizziness, we shake it off. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray for every person under the sound of my voice that's coming up in the physical, spiritual, or any kind of attack. I declare and decree, we declare and decree right now that you are already victorious, that you already have the victory through Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against you can and prosper. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and never beneath. You are already blessed. You are the blessed of the Lord. You are the righteous of the Lord. You are the favorite, blessed, the highly favored of God. What God has for you is for you. In the name of Jesus, I speak deliverance over your life. We speak healing over your life. We speak breakthrough over your life. We speak deliverance, hallelujah, from every bondage. We break every chain. We break every chain. In the name of Jesus, we declare every chain is broken. Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. We declare every chain is broken. Oh, glory, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that pastor spoke healing over this line. I touch and agree with him that every life is healed, that every body is healed,
right.
That every person that's under, oh my God, any kind of affliction,
move every pain,
is healed.
Woo.
In the name of Jesus, oh, glory, hallelujah. None more question. We pray for a Apostle Matthew Tillery, we thank you for divine healing right now. We bind up the spirit of backlash, retaliation, even as he comes to New Jersey, God. We thank you for traveling mercies, oh God, even on the highways and byways, oh God, for him and the vehicles that are traveling in the convoy that's on the way to the crusade here in New Jersey. And every person that has put it in their mind to come, we declare that they will get there in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just thank you. I pray for Sister Vanita, oh God, in the name of Jesus and the baby, oh God. Lord, continue, Father God, to keep her, Father God, even as she goes to her doctor's appointments, even as she continues to work, continue to watch over her and bless her, oh Father God. Keep her in divine protection. My God, keep their relationship solid, oh God. Even as, Father God, she and Kevin prepare for this baby, oh God. We pray for Kevin Jr., oh God. No weapon formed against him can prosper. We put a hedge of protection around them. We declare that they are blessed. We declare, hallelujah, that you have given them, hallelujah, a mandate, oh God, hallelujah, to show forth your glory. So we pray for their lives. We cover their lives in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree victory over their lives in the name of Jesus. We pray for young Jessica, hallelujah, Kayla, Sudani, Niella, Nairobi, hallelujah, Joshua, every young person, Elijah, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, every young person, Edwin and Yaya, hallelujah, every young person, hallelujah, Marcus, hallelujah, every young person that's a part of that ministry, Ashley, oh God, we pray for our young people right now in the name of Jesus, young Anthony, oh God, Lord, we pray for these young people, oh God, that you will cover them, that you will keep them, but you will put a hedge of protection around them, keep all harm and danger away from them, oh God. Bless their hands and all of their endeavors. Lord, we thank you, and we know that you are able to bless the young people of New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God. Bless the young Tita, bless Minister Andre, oh God. Even that next generation, oh God. Hakita, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
Let your will be done, God, not our will be done, Lord. We commit this relationship to you. We commit this relationship to you, oh God. You said unless you build the house, those who labor in vain, God. So we thank you, Lord, that our work is not in vain because we have committed this work to you, oh God. You gave it to us, and we give it back to you, oh God. We pray for Carmen Callow and her husband, oh God. We pray for their household, oh God. Bless her household. Bless her daughter, Father God. Bless each and every member of her family, her children, her grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Continue to have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Hallelujah. Bless that household, oh God. Bless the comings and their goings, oh God. Bless their finances, God. Bless, oh God. Hallelujah. Every family member, God. Bless their marriage, God. In the name of Jesus. Continue to have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Sister Evangelist Robinia, hallelujah. Sister Jared Annette, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, the Davis family, Lori Davis and her family, bless Sister Rita Leek, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The Tucker family, God, hallelujah. The Simmons family, the Thomas family, hallelujah. The Edmund family, hallelujah. Every family, God, Brother DeWine, God, hallelujah. Do it, God. You do it, God. Touch every member, oh God, from the front pew to the back pew, oh God. Continue to touch every family, God. And oh, glory, hallelujah. Have your way, oh God. Let your will be done, God. Every visitor, God, thank you for multiplying the membership. Thank you for multiplying the membership, oh God. Thank you for drawing by your spirit. Hallelujah. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Bless the Malloys, oh God.
Yes.
Pastors Malloys and Faithful Christian Ministries, God. Bless them, Father God. The Burgesses, bless the most excellent way and every, oh, glory, endeavor that we have in that church. So, Lord, we give this church to you. And we say, have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Not our will, but let your will be done. Bless every person, God, whether I named them or not. Every family, God, whether I named them or not. Those who are there, those who are coming. Thank you for the ones that are there, God. We praise you for those that are there. We praise you for the laborers that you already sent us, oh God. Thank you for the givers, and thank you for the laborers, oh God. Thank you for the sowers, oh God. So, Lord, have your way. Even as we open up the prayer line, we pray for the United States of America. We pray for the President of the United States, President Barack Obama, and his wife, Michelle. We pray for their children, hallelujah, and their household, oh God. We pray for the White House, the cabinet members, oh God. We pray for Paris, oh God, Father God, France, oh God, hallelujah, and all that's going on over there. We pray, Father God, for, Father God, Africa and Europe and Jerusalem, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, for the world peace, oh God, hallelujah, that this world would know Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Let us go forth and evangelize that this world would know Jesus and the power of his blood and the pardon of their sins and the resurrection power, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Bless every household under the sound of my voice. Sister Miriam, Sister Maria, Brother Jamal, oh, glory, hallelujah. Those who call on a regular basis, oh God, who are part of our family from afar, God, bless them and keep them, oh God. Bless Sister Rita, oh God, even as she, Father God, continues to be a part of this church, oh God. Bless and touch those, oh God, who are connected, oh God. Bless Rita. Give her peace that surpasses all understanding. Give her direction, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless every caller. Even as we open up the phone lines, bless my mother, oh God. Hallelujah. May Thomas, oh God, continue to bless her and strengthen her. Encourage her heart, my brothers, our sisters, every family member of every person connected to this prayer line, every prayer request that we've already lifted up, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the praise reports. And we thank you, Lord, for healings and deliverance that's already taken place. You've done it before. So, Lord, we thank you for what you're about to do, even as we open up these prayer lines. Have your way, God. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to open up the prayer lines. If you press 1 on your phone, I just have to be obedient. As soon as I saw Mom call in, God said, pray for Mom.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my mother-in-law. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
May Thomas, Lord,
yes.
I thank you, hallelujah, even as she celebrated her birthday recently, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, hallelujah, glory be to God, that you continue to bless her as she celebrated life, as you continue to bless her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless her children,
yes,
her grandchildren, thank you for her livelihood, in the name of Jesus, thank you, in the name of Jesus, that you would strength in her, Lord,
yes.
That the joy of the Lord is her strength.
Yes.
Keep that praise in her heart, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Keep the praise of God on her lips in the name of Jesus. I thank you, hallelujah, Lord, that you'll continue to restore her joy.
Yes.
You'll continue to make her days happy and
yes.
fulfilled.
Hallelujah.
You'll continue to bless her
yes.
and her children and her grandchildren, her entire household, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every person that crossed the threshold, Lord, every meal that she prepares,
yes.
every blessing that she gives with her hands, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you, hallelujah, will breathe on it and bless her, Lord, continuously in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for my mother-in-law, Lord. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you, hallelujah, will continue to pour out your blessings upon her life.
Yes.
It says that you have blessed and no one can reverse it.
Yes.
No one can curse it.
Yes.
So, Lord, I thank you that my mother is blessed.
Yes.
I thank you for her life.
Yes.
I thank you for her testimony.
Yes.
And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you bless her hands continuously in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We continue to pray for Kevin Carlo,
yes.
Sister Vanita, and the baby in the womb.
Yes.
A healthy baby, a healthy delivery.
Yes.
That day approach, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
keep that young couple healthy. And Lord, in the name of
yes,
Jesus,
God.
We thank you for their life.
Yes.
And we thank you for their faithfulness.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to get to every caller tonight. Press 1 on your phone device, a praise report, a prayer request in the name of Jesus. We thank God for every caller. Glory be to God. Area code 111. Area code 111. We thank God for you this evening.
Area code 111, your line is open. Do you have a prayer request?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
70270. We thank God for you tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we come before you, Father, with an attitude of gratitude. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you once again for Tuesday Night Prayer Line. I thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries, Father. I thank you for what you've already done there. I thank you for the pastor, Pastor Anthony Simmons, and his wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Father. And at this time, Father, I plead your precious and powerful bloodshed over your ministry there, Father. I claim authority over each and every demonic attack sent against the pastor at New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. I thank you for using them to your glory, Father. And at this time, Father, I want to thank you for your word that was brought forth from the book of Numbers, Father. And as you allowed your word to be brought forth, Father, I thought in regards to how you used the animal, the donkey, in that same scripture in the book of Numbers, Father. You used the donkey to speak, Father, and that pricked my heart, Father, and it allowed me to remember many more scriptures, Father, how you used the burning bush with Moses. You showed up in that bush, Father, and that bush wasn't consumed, Father. You showed up in the lion's den with Daniel, Father. And I just want to let each and every individual know on this prayer line, whatever your circumstance, whatever situation that you are faced with, Jesus Christ is in the midst of. He is a turnaround God. Have no fear because Jesus Christ is here. You are a part of this kingdom of righteousness. You are connected to the King. And I thank you, Father, for allowing us to know just how you gave the keys to Peter to the kingdom of heaven. You have given to us because we are connected to you by the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost, Father. And I ask of you, Father, continue to use Pastor Anthony Simmons. Continue to give him your hedge of protection, Father, along with his wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Father. Continue to use their mouthpiece, Father, as your mouthpiece, Father. And I want to thank you for allowing me to be connected to them each and every Tuesday night, Father, by your grace, Father, by your awesome and powerful gift of the Holy Ghost. We are spiritually united because of you being the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Father. And I thank you for increasing their territory. I thank you for blessing them bountifully, Father. And I speak manifestation, your manifestation. Thank you for breathing into their home, into their marriage, into the ministry at New Creation Christian Ministry. Father, and I thank you for what you have spoke through them to me. I thank you for using their mouthpiece as your mouthpiece, Father. And I thank you for opening the floodgates of heaven and pouring them out a blessing that they wouldn't know how to start to receive, Father. I thank you for giving them a hedge of protection, Father. And as Pastor Simmons read the scripture from the book of Numbers, Father, it allowed my heart to remember, Father, as you gave favor to the prodigal son, Father, you give us that same favor. And we got to remember one thing. Favor ain't fair, but favor from on high is better than any money that I can receive. But I remember and I know from the prodigal son, when you give me favor, there are going to be some haters that come along with that favor. And I got to be used by you to continue to dispense the agape love that you have in my heart for my enemy, Father, because that he cold upon their head. And at this time, I ask New Creation Christian Ministry, I know there's power there because there's prayer there. I know there's power there because the true and living word of God is being taught there. And I ask of you right now, Pastor Anthony Simmons and your wife, Rebecca Simmons, continue to pray for the Rock Church and Extended Hands Christian Ministries. Father, I thank you for Sunday, the 25th of January. You will ordain my sister, Prophetess Kathy Pennell, and I ask for New Creation Christian Ministry to continue to lift her up in prayer and lift me up. A couple of weeks ago, you spoke through Pastor Rebecca's mouthpiece as yours when you said you will ordain me also to be a minister. She said, 2015, Brother Jamal, you are a minister. And I thank God. On January the 25th, he will ordain me along with my sister, Prophetess Pennell. And I thank God for the both of you. I thank God for New Creation Christian Ministries. And I thank God for giving us seed, spiritually and financially, to sow into your ministry. I love the both of you. Continue to lift me up in prayer. Amen and amen. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Jamal, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, bless this man of God, even as we have this pending ordination, Father God, that he will become a minister of your gospel. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you will continue to bless him. Who you have blessed, no man can curse. So, Lord, we bind up every spirit that's not of you in the name of Jesus. We cover him with the blood of Jesus, the blood and the authority of that name which is above every name, every knee bow, every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord. So, Lord, we thank you that principalities and wickedness and evil is under your feet in the name of Jesus. You said what we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. So, Lord, I thank you for the Rock Church. I thank you for Lifted Hands Ministries. I thank you for him, Brother Extended Hand Ministries. I thank you in the name of Jesus, Brother Jamal and his sister, Lord. Even the ordination, Lord, glory be to God that you are adding soldiers, that you are adding warriors, that you are adding, in the name of Jesus, disciples that would turn this world up side down for your kingdom. So continue to bless this man of God. Continue to put the word of the Lord in his mouth. Continue to raise him up and anoint him afresh and anew. I thank you in the name of Jesus for his heart. We thank God for his spirit. We thank God for the fire of God that's in his belly. Like Jeremiah, liquid fire flowing through his vessels in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that no weapon formed against him will be able to prosper,
yes.
That you will continue to cover him.
Thank
you, send the right people, Lord,
yes.
In the name of Jesus, that he will connect with.
Yes,
I thank you, hallelujah, that every resource that he needs, make it available in the name of Jesus. So order his steps through your word.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you for his life.
Yes.
We thank you for his testimony.
Glory.
And we thank you for his witness.
Glory.
Of your goodness.
Glory.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
you. My brother, it's always a pleasure.
Yes.
So we thank God.
Hallelujah.
For you. Keep us updated as the day approaches in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank God that God is doing a mighty work in your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's already been
Amen.
Predetermined
yes.
by God
yes.
how and when he's going to bless
yes.
you. And no man can
oh.
stop it
oh.
in the name
oh.
of Jesus.
Oh.
They may
thank
form
you,
the
Jesus.
Weapon, but it will not prevail.
Jesus.
Matter of fact, he's going to make a table
oh.
and prepare it. In the presence of your enemy.
My God.
So I thank
you,
Lord,
you,
that the
thank
enemies
you,
will come one way,
thank
but
you,
they
Jesus.
Will flee seven
uh-huh.
different ways.
Jesus.
Your word says, resist the devil, and
you,
he
Jesus.
Will flee
hallelujah.
From you.
Glory
to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God will
thank
draw
you,
near to you.
Yes,
so we
Lord.
Resist
thank
and
you,
we rebuke
hallelujah.
Anything that's not of you,
hallelujah.
And we give
thank
you the glory. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Father,
we just thank you for Brother Jamal, God. We thank you for his life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the fire that's in his belly, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus over his life, God. We put a hedge of protection around him. We declare that no weapon formed against him can prosper, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you today. We worship you on today, God. Even as his sister, Father God, is ordained on Sunday, Lord, thank you that he is able to celebrate, God, in the name of Jesus. Even as he knows, Father God, that his due season is, Father God, is here, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, for continue, Father God, even discernment, Father God, from his pastors, oh God, hallelujah, that they, Father God, hallelujah, Father God, will be blessed continually on this year, Father God, continue to allow them, Father God, to discern, Father God, hallelujah, the ones that you have sent, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for his pastors right now, God, even as so many have come as wolves in sheep's clothing, oh God, and Father God, they, oh Father God, don't even sometimes know who to trust, God, but I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your spirit resting upon them, oh God, the pastor and his wife, oh God, hallelujah, even as they do your will, God, that you will increase, oh God, hallelujah, your fire and your anointing in their house, oh God, bless their household, bless their family, bless, oh God, hallelujah, the rock church, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you sent this man of God there for such a time as this. It's not by chance, oh God, that you sent them there, God. So we thank you, Lord, for your will being done, oh God, on earth as you have already declared in heaven, as you already predestined, oh God, for it to take place in the earth realm. So we thank you for divine manifestation, oh God, even as we already said this year, as you have already spoken, God, you spoke it this year, oh God. This is the year of divine manifestation. This is the season, oh God. This is the season of harvest. This is the season of increase. We thank you for using this man of God to harvest souls and to change lives, all for your glory, God. And we thank you for keeping him, and Father God, and encouraging him, oh God, and using him, oh God, as he waits on you. Because you said in your word, those who wait on the Lord shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. So, Lord, we just thank you that that his strength is being undergirded in you, and we praise you for his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Meet every need, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank
Brother
you.
Jamal, we thank God for you, and we know God is doing a mighty
thank
work.
You,
he's doing
thank
a mighty
you,
work. Wait on Wait on the Lord, because God's going to manifest himself to you. Amen. God is surely going to give you the desires of your heart. And the Lord knows that your desire is only to serve him and to give him the honor. Amen. I'm going to have to, amen. So God bless you. We love you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Spirit of witchcraft right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Satan, the Lord God, be against you. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against this prayer line can prosper in the name of Jesus. You save that witch that's operating behind the scenes. We declare you save on today. Cast out every demon in the name of Jesus. Excuse me, y'all. There's a witch operating, and we declare that witch saved in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As we pray for Brother Jamal, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for his life. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for his life. In Jesus'
thank
name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
what's
you,
going
Jesus.
Now? What's going
thank
on
you,
now?
Jesus.
That
thank
we're
you,
putting
Jesus.
Our technology back up. Amen. And the prayer
thank
tonight,
you,
Brother Jamal, but we're praying for people who are some people who are operating in another spirit, and we declare and decree that they are saved. If they're listening, we declare that they are saved.
Jesus.
Declare that they
thank
are
you,
saved. I declare by the Holy Ghost that you will be apprehended by the Holy
thank
Spirit
you.
Like Paul was on the road to Damascus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That he had to recognize that Jesus was in, he was in the presence of God. So God sees the prayer line in the name of Jesus. And apprehend anybody who's listening to the archives, anybody who's on the line live, that's not here with the right intentions. Lord, we just thank you and we pray. Hallelujah.
Thank
like Brother Charles said, we send your love. We send your love to the prayer line.
Thank you.
But we bind up that demon in Jesus'
thank
name.
You.
We cast out that demon
thank
in the
you.
Name of Jesus. Glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. 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 We're going to take another call. God bless you, Brother Jamal. Amen. We're going to take another call. Area code 813. Amen. God bless you.
This is Miriam. Good evening. God bless you. God, I thank you for this wonderful time, Lord God, with this prayer line. Thank you, Father God, for all the blessings, O Lord, that you have given us. Thank you, Father God, for taking us to a new level. Thank you, Father God, for Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, and thank you, God, protect them and keep them safe, O Father God. Father, keep them in the endurance that they need to be, Lord God. Keep them strong, O Lord. Precious Lord, I ask, O Lord, for Brother Jamal, O Father God. What a beautiful thing, O Lord. Thank you, Father, for the blessings that you have poured and you're pouring on him, O Father God. We praise you, God. I thank you for Pastor Rebecca's mother, O Lord. Bless her and protect her, O God Almighty. Thank you, Father, for all these saints, O God, on this line at this time. For Carmen and Maria, Sister Jeranette, and all the ones that I don't remember their names. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity. We give you praise, glory, and honor, Father, knowing that nothing is impossible for you.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we stand on your blessed word. Oh, Father,
yes.
God, thank you, Lord. And because we live, I can face tomorrow. Because
yes.
he lives, I will fear no more.
Yes.
Because I know he holds the future, then my life is worth the living just because he lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God.
That was beautiful.
Thank
Hallelujah, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, I have a praise
to God. I love that song. I love your spirit
Amen.
On tonight.
Amen.
Because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
Yes.
What a powerful
I have one
song.
Praise report. One
and
praise
hallelujah.
Report.
Well, we thank
one
God that you put that song to the prayer line tonight.
Praise to Jesus. Thank you,
and
Father
prayer,
God.
Amen. We're listening.
Yes. On Sunday night, there was a peculiar odor in my garage. And I told my son, I thought maybe some solvent spilled in there. And when he went in the garage and checked, the water heater was starting to go on fire. And God protected us. He kept us safe. The night before, I was with my two grandchildren here. And praise the Lord, God has my back. Yes, he does.
Oh,
my
God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The hot water heater was on fire.
It's the component on top that puts the temperature that went on fire, and my son called the company. My son called the company, and they said that they've had that experience before with that compartment there on the top that where all the wires are. So it was actually on fire.
Mm-hmm. My God. I thank God for protecting you and your children, your grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
even your household
Amen.
And your property, that no damage,
Amen.
No enemy, no misfortunate incident can come to you or your household.
Yes.
Lord,
Amen.
We cover right now, Marion, with the blood of Jesus, Lord. We thank you even as you gave them witness to make that discovery, Lord, of a malfunctioning, Lord, of the hot water heater in the name of Jesus. I thank you. Glory be to God that you'll continue
Amen.
To protect her. Protect her family, protect her property in the name of Jesus. I thank even as she has prayed for people in this prayer line tonight, and she gave a praise report, how you protected her and her family, Lord, that you will continue to bless her. Who you bless, no man can reverse it, no man can curse it, no weapon can prevail against her life in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. Even as she says she looks to tomorrow, I thank you that you bless her tomorrow. You bless next week. You bless next month. You bless next year. Bless her future,
God.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father God.
So we thank God for her life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we thank God for your spirit. We thank God for your kind words tonight. In the name of Jesus, and thank you for
him.
Your prayers for us and the other people
thank
in this prayer
for your
line.
Prayers.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
She is a blessing.
Amen.
We thank God for Sister Carmen who led her this way. And we thank God. Glory be to God. There's just so many wonderful people that come to this prayer line every Tuesday night. And we thank God for every single caller.
Yes.
We're taking our next caller tonight. We thank God for every caller in the name of Jesus. Area code 678. 678. We thank God for you this evening. God bless you.
God bless you. I thank God for you, Pastor Anthony, and for Pastor Rebecca. I come tonight with a prayer song also, but I'm asking God and thanking him for both you and both Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, because you guys have been such a blessing to me. And I'm asking and praying to God that he be a blessing to you too, to you and your family, and keep you safe forever. I'm also asking God to bless Brother Jamal. I'm so excited that he's going through this stage in his life right now, and he's so deeply into God. And I pray, and I love him too, because his words have been so encouraging for me. And I'm also asking God to bless my cousin Carmen, not only because we're family, but she not only has been a blessing to me, but I'm sure she's been a blessing to many, because she is just that type of person. I've grown to know her a lot more now than what I knew her when I was younger. And I ask God to bless her and her family. And I ask God to bless Miriam, too, because I have never met her, but she sounds so sweet over the phone. And
yes.
Someday I'll meet her, just the same way I met you. Someday I'll meet her. I also want to ask God. I also want to thank Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca for the word tonight. I received it in Jesus' name. And I just want to ask for prayer process of my disability goes out or comes out according to his will, and that he keeps continuing blessing my son. And my and I know that no weapon formed against me will never prosper, so I'm not even looking that way. But my praise song to God is this one. It starts like this. It says, "You provide the fire, and I'll provide a sacrifice. You provide the spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Love of God, overflow. Permeate all my soul." And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all your blessings upon my life, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give him all the praise and glory, because he deserves all the praise and glory. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me. I love you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, we're going to pray for a fresh and filling of your life. I love that song. It's a song that's all over the radio, and it's just a wonderful song. Amen.
It's
a very popular song, and it's asking God to fill us up, God. Fill us up,
yes, Lord.
So,
without
Father,
him, without him.
Jesus, hallelujah. Continue to fill Sister Maria up. Continue,
yes.
Lord, in the
yes,
name of Jesus.
Lord.
To
yes,
fill
Jesus.
Every empty place, Lord.
Yes,
let her come.
Lord.
You said, goodness, and thou anointest thy head with oil.
Hallelujah,
thy cup
Jesus.
Runneth over. Oh,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Let her cup run over.
Yes,
let blessings run
yes,
over.
Jesus.
In
hallelujah.
The name of Jesus. So, Lord, we
yes,
thank you.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
even with
Lord.
The pending, Lord, disability
hallelujah.
And Father God, let
hallelujah.
It run over.
Hallelujah. Yes,
hallelujah.
In
the name of
oh,
Jesus.
In the name of
so,
Jesus.
Lord, fill her up,
hallelujah.
Lord. Fill her up again
yes.
with your joy.
Fill, me
fill her up,
here,
Lord. With, hallelujah.
Lord.
With blessings.
Yes, Lord.
In
overflow
the name
me,
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes,
so
Lord.
I thank
thank
you, hallelujah,
Jesus.
For her son.
Yes.
I thank
fill
you, Lord,
me.
For her life.
Yes.
I thank you that you continue to
thank
bless
you,
this woman
Jesus.
Of God. And she said she
thank
received
you,
that word
yes.
that she is blessed.
Yes.
And
yes,
no
Lord.
Man can cut her. No person
yes.
can reverse it. And
yes.
no one can stop it.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
No one can reverse
Jesus.
It. No one
hallelujah.
Can stop it.
Yes,
no one
Lord.
Can come
yes.
against
yes.
it.
Yes.
And no
yes.
one can do anything about it.
Yes.
In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for her life
thank
in the
you,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So we pray for her
thank
son,
you,
we pray for her household,
yes.
we
yes,
pray that
Lord.
You
thank
cover
you.
This mother
yes.
and her
yes,
son
Lord.
In the name
thank
of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Assign angels to their life, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Send the right people their way.
Yes.
Give them the right
Jesus.
Resources, Lord, in
yes.
the name of
Jesus.
Jesus. Continue to bless this woman of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the
Jesus.
Name of
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
So we call her
blessed. Yes,
and the
Lord,
blessings of
you.
Abraham
yes.
thank
being
you,
on her
Jesus.
Life
yes.
continuously
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I know. The word says you'll spend your days in prosperity Jesus. And your years in pleasure. So we thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your days will be in
Jesus.
Pleasure and your
yes,
years
Lord.
Be in prosperity.
Hallelujah.
Father
Hallelujah.
Lord, over your life tonight.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In
Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen.
So
thank
we're
you,
still
Lord.
Looking for the praise report
yes.
of that pending,
yes.
Pending situation that you have going on.
Yes.
And we
you
believe
know
in God that favor will be on you.
Yes.
I'm believing in God, and you know that you'll be the first to know about it.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you both. God bless you both.
Love you.
Amen.
Love you.
God be the
glory. Wow, I'm rejoicing already, Pastor.
God be the glory.
I see a favorable outcome.
God be all
Amen.
The glory.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
We have one more caller tonight, and we thank
Yes, one more. Yes.
One more caller tonight.
Yes, amen.
And we thank God, hallelujah, for every caller. Area code 973-973. We thank God for you tonight.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Sister Tina. I'm just calling in. I want to thank you all for the prayers for my cousin Nia. She is progressing faster than they expected, so we're praising God for that. She is out of ICU, and she's now in rehab. So we are just rejoicing with God, you know, when you see some people who've been 8 months and, you know, it's been around a month now, but, you know, God has now moved her to the point where she's in rehab to begin the process. So we thank God that he's not in ICU and going through the feeding tubes and the breathing and everything, that he is progressing, he is moving. And I just wanted to thank you all and just call in and just share that praise report. I wanted to say to Sister Maria, when she was talking about her disability, I had a friend of mine who was going through the same thing, and I just spoke to him this week, and his disability came through, but one of the things that he said that he did was he took the letter or whatever they sent him when they were just still pending, and he put it in his Bible under one of the scriptures that blessed him, which is Psalm 23, and he kept it there, and he prayed on it daily, and it came to pass for him. It took a while, but he just tried God. So I just want to encourage you as you go through this process, because he went through a long process, but it came through, and he just believed God. So continue to keep the faith and believe God. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for those encouraging words. The
yes.
word says, and this is the confidence that we have in him. We ask anything according to his will. We know that he hears us. And if we pray according to his will, we know that he hears us and we have what we ask of him.
Yes.
So we thank you for that encouraging word. Sister Maria did hear you.
Yes.
And we thank God that she's believing God
yes.
on his word that he has
yes.
already told bless her. And we thank God that your friend had a favorable outcome. Her cousin had a
yes.
favorable outcome concerning the disability.
Yes.
And we thank God on the praise
oh,
the report.
Prayer. I'm sorry.
The praise report. The praise report.
Yes,
everyone heard about the situation last week and the previous weeks. And everyone heard tonight about the power of prayer.
Yes.
We know we weren't
yes,
the only
God.
Ones praying. But we thank God as you brought it to our attention that this prayer line prayed for you and your family and your niece and your cousin. And as her parents prayed, as you prayed, as your family prayed, we know our prayers collectively
yes.
brought her out of ICU,
yes.
Yes. allowed her to go to rehab,
yes.
and allowed her to continue to make progress as it relates to her health. So we thank God
yes.
for that praise report on tonight. Amen.
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 Amen. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, for the praise report on tonight concerning your Mia, oh God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you have, Father God, done a miracle in her life, God. Even the doctors, oh God, are saying that they have never seen someone progress so rapidly, God. So we just thank you, Lord, for your hands upon Nia's life. We thank you for your hand healing upon her life, Lord. And even now, God, we ask that you will continue to heal her,
yes,
even
yes.
if she's already out of ICU, Father God. Just like you touched the man's eyes and you asked him, could he see? And he said he saw men walking around as trees, oh God. And Father God, Jesus touched him again, and he was able to see. So, Lord, right now, we send another touch. We send another touch. Oh, glory, right now, we send another touch. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We send another touch to Nia, oh, God, for total healing, total restoration, in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. And, Lord, we just thank you for touching her again. Lay your hands on the Lord. Lord Jesus, lay your hands on her. Touch her, oh, God. Show her. Manifest yourself to her. Show her your healing power, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You already answered the prayers of your people, oh, God. And, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing, that your testimony, hallelujah, is going to be brought forth from the mouth of this young woman, God. How you brought her out, how you healed her, how you delivered her, how you snatched her from the hands of the devil. So, Lord, we just thank you for her life right now, God. Continue to heal her, God. Continue, Father God. Give her total restoration. Total restoration, God. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, oh, God. And, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in Nia's life, God. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise.
God.
And it's in the precious name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise.
Hallelujah.
And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That really blessed my heart.
Yeah.
Sister Tina, to hear about Nia. She's your cousin, right?
Yes. Yes, she is.
Amen.
My cousin.
Amen. Oh, Pastor was talking about your friend, and I was like, her cousin. I wanted him to talk about that praise report because I'm just inside of myself, just running and leaping and jumping on the inside as I think about what God has done and what he's continuing to do in Nia's life. And I tell you, God, you have seen anything yet. God, he's done it. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's already done. Amen. He said, let the sick say, I am healed. So we declare Nia healed in Jesus' name. Amen. So thank you for coming back to us with the praise report. I'm sure everybody on this line was blessed by that praise report.
Thank you. Yes, amen. I wanted to share that. Hallelujah. Praise his name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You keep praising him because God's doing it and he's showing himself mighty. This is the year of divine release, supernatural release, divine manifestation. God is showing himself. My God, we're looking for God's face and not his hand. And because we're seeking his face, Jesus is manifesting himself to us. And we are in a blessed place. So we're excited. We're excited, and we're excited for you and your family and about what God is doing and has done for you all.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony.
You
want to
sing a song? No, just joking.
You know, I had Don't Flag because I was going to do that for real when I called in. I had a song in my spirit, but I didn't do it.
Okay.
I got shot.
Go ahead and sing it. You sing to the Lord.
No, I actually had the song that was in my spirit for me. It was like, I give myself away, give myself away, so you can use me. My life is not my own, to you I belong. I give myself to you, Lord. Hey, my life is not my own, to you I belong. I give myself to you. Give myself away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, the Lord is, he said we should go forth with singing, my God, and rejoicing. In Isaiah 55, when God was talking about his word not coming back to him void, he said, it shall, as the rain and the snow come to water the earth, so of my word that it will bring forth to give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. He said, you shall go forth with joy and with singing. And that has been made manifest on this line tonight as the saints have come, Pastor, singing and rejoicing before the Lord. But we thank you, Sister Tina, for just being a part of that, this celebration in the Lord tonight. This is the year of Jubilee. This is the year of rejoicing. My God, so we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Thank you so much for just blessing us with, amen, with that testimony and the song of praise to the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Love you both.
God bless you. Love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. I'm crying on the line because we're on the phone, but I tell you, I shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that was Maria. I thought that was an echo. Your line was still open, Sister Maria.
Oh, amen. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Hey. Hallelujah.
I'm doing what you told me, Pastor Rebecca. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. We can't stop praising the name of Jesus. God bless you, Sister Maria. One more time, Sister Maria. Go ahead and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. It's the high, they say it's the highest praise. I don't know. I didn't find that scripture in the Bible, but that's what they say. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Hallelujah. We again invite you to come out on Friday. Listen, tomorrow is relationship, marriage and relationship Wednesday at New Creation Christian Ministries. Pastor Anthony and I are on a mission, not only to save souls, but to change lives, to set the captives free, to save the marriages, and to put people in the proper perspective concerning their relationships. My God. So we have this crew, this movement going about marriage and relationships, and every third Wednesday at New Creation, we teach, we flat-footed teach on marriage and relationships. There's no fee, there's no charge. Amen. Freely we have received, freely we give. God has blessed us to be married for 19 years and to be together for 21. And I still love him. Amen. And he still loves me. And we are blissfully, joyfully married most of the time. Amen. To God be the glory. And the rest of the time, we're just happy. Amen. So to God be the glory for the great things he's done in our marriage. Come out, tell somebody about it. And then on Thursday, we do addiction recovery at the church. Listen, we are breaking every chain. We're breaking strongholds. We're demolishing strongholds, my God, and helping people to get free from addiction. We were both of us have used drugs and drank a lot of alcohol. We've been drunk. My God, you wouldn't believe it, but God is good. He is a good God. Oh, he's a mighty good God. And we stopped drinking on our honeymoon. Both of us stopped drinking on our honeymoon. God delivered us without NA or AA from any substance abuse that we might have taken part in. And my God, it's been that long since we've had any foreign substance, even the glass of wine, in our system, amen, because we just got Jesus. We want more of Jesus, and it's good enough. He's good enough for us, amen. So we, but for people who, some people can take a drink and be okay, others can't, but we are breaking strongholds, demolishing strongholds in the lives of people who are addicted. So if you know anybody who is addicted or have any type of bondage, send them over to 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, and we have the most excellent way, addiction recovery group there, the most, it's not recovery, restoration, my recovery and restoration support group in Hillside every Thursday at 7:30. Friday is our crusade kingdom alignment. Come out Friday. We expect God. God's been in the house at New Creation. He's moving in a mighty, mighty way. My God, come out Friday and get another touch from God. 7:30 p.m. Apostle Matthew Tillery will be there at New Creation Christian Ministry. But more importantly than that, God will be there. Amen. And on Sunday, listen, come worship with us 12:30 on Sunday afternoon. You know, most of you are here. You know that information. But I just tuned in, and we had 300 archive listeners already this month. People are listening to the archives of this prayer line, and we thank God for it. So somebody is looking for what God is doing at New Creation. So we want to make sure if you're in New Jersey, we're at 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Amen. Our service is at 12:30. And Pastor Andy and I are one, amen. We pastor together, amen. And we both preach, amen. And we both teach this word, and we are blessed to be used together, amen. So God bless you. We love you all. We love you all, amen. Go in peace, believing God, and serving the Lord. I'm going to play I Believe, amen. Hallelujah, I believe. Love you, Mom. I love you, Mom. Hallelujah. Amen.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
somebody.
Your future.